This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. South Korea is one of Asia's most developed nations, and it's feeling the impact of globalization in unusual ways. For one, it's seen an increase in international interracial marriages. The trend is shaking up many South Koreans' long-held view of themselves as a single race. The government has responded by promoting multiculturalism. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, understanding takes time.
Interracial marriage has recently become a prominent topic, thanks in part to this show on KBS, South Korea's main public broadcaster.
Love in Asia!
Love in Asia profiles women from other Asian countries who have married into Korean families. KBS says its aim is to increase social awareness of these families. South Korea, though, still looks fairly homogenous. There are only about 1 million foreigners in a nation of nearly 49 million. In Songnam City, just southeast of Seoul, newcomers learn Korean at the Transnational Marriage and Family Support Center. It's funded by the Department of Health and Welfare and run by teachers from nearby Shingu College. Most of the wives here come from China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Some are introduced through agencies, some find husbands through their own connections. At first, many of them lack the language skills to communicate with their new husbands. In South Korea's countryside, men are having increasing difficulty finding local wives as women move to the cities in search of non-farm jobs. Between 2002 and 2006, the number of interracial marriages in South Korea tripled. Oh Young is one of the center's successful students. She came to South Korea from Mongolia a year and a half ago to marry a Korean man. I found I like Korean men better than Mongolian men, she says. They're wealthier and better educated. She says she feels like she belongs here and intends to apply for citizenship. Lee Hyunju is a staff worker at the center. She says South Korea's government has responded to the changes by promoting multiculturalism and combating prejudice against interracial marriages.
When I was in school, it was emphasized to us that we were all of the same blood. But now we are taught that in this age of globalization, everyone has to live together.
She points to new teaching materials which the government prints and distributes to migrants' Korean families.
It says that we are not all of the same blood. We are intermixed with Chinese, Japanese, Arab, Vietnamese, and Mongolian blood. This is what children are taught now.
The South Korean government has concluded that the trend towards multiculturalism is inevitable. It realizes that low birth rates and low unemployment will require South Korea to import more migrant labor. But globalization often triggers a nationalistic backlash, as in the current protests over imports of U.S. beef. Dr. Moon Young-bo is director of the center in Songnam. She points out that preaching multiculturalism is different from practicing it.
My thinking on this issue has certainly changed. One of the Korean people's strengths is that they are flexible about change. That said, I'm not sure how I would react if there was an interracial marriage among my family or friends.
Not surprisingly, Seoul's talk of multiculturalism has not pleased North Korea's leaders, who still cling to the notion of racial superiority. A commentary in the ruling party's main newspaper 2 years ago called South Korea's multicultural policies an unpardonable bid to negate the homogeneity of the nation and a plot by pro-American elements to prevent reunification. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Songnam, South Korea.